Hello and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is Esperanza Ray, your host, and I wanted to welcome you back to the show. For those of you who may be new to the show, basically our show is intended to help in the ascension of our planet into the new level of consciousness, the quantum level in the fifth dimension. The New Consciousness, New World is intended to assist in the ascension of Earth. The beings of light call it Terra, so that's how I also refer to my book. Our vision is to provide direction and guidance through self-empowerment and spirituality to bring the world back to what was intended originally by bringing God back into the world and creating heaven and earth. And basically what we have been doing for the last few weeks is we've been going over the book, my book, Whole Brains Beyond 2012, which is one of the foundations for this book. The other foundation is the work we do, which is with Research Center for Inner Awareness. Our website is Research CIA. So feel free to visit it and blog us or ask questions or email us, for that matter, with anything you would like to know or specific information and topics that might be of interest to you that we may not be covering at the time, because anything spiritual goes on this radio show. Before we get started on today's topics, however, I would like to provide the numbers to call in if you have any questions. Usually the second part of the show, you're welcome to call in and ask questions or participate in the discussion if you like. So the numbers, there's a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Now that's valid for the U.S. and Canada. Another line to call is 530-327-7602. Let me repeat those two again. 888-627-6008. The other number is 530-327-7602. Those lines are a welcome call so you can talk to us. You're also welcome to Skype us if you'd like to look online. Also go to BBS and go to Station 1. It will show you the current show that's live, and in there has information to call us in or to just listen in and hopefully take advantage of the information being shared with you. Today we're kind of breaking away a little bit from the book, granted that, like I said, anything that is spiritual goes on the show, because basically the book is about a humongous range of topics that have to do with spirituality. I mean, I think it covers the whole gamma from A to Z on spirituality and the different aspects, from spiritual perspective of extraterrestrials to our own participation in spirituality and connection with God, meditation, energy, and so forth. Today we have a very special program. Something that I wanted to share with you, the topic today is going to be protection. And protection, we're going to go into as much detail as possible on what that entails and different ways that you can protect yourself at all levels. So it may seem very ambitious on my part to provide you with something that provides protection at all levels, but it basically is true. So I'll be sharing some of my personal experiences about how I got into the learn to protect yourself business, and that will make an interesting story. So again, please welcome to the show, and we hope you enjoy it. And this show is intended as an educational, interactive show. So again, share this with your friends, people who you feel may benefit from this knowledge. Also, share this with people of like-minded who are interested in spirituality. And of course, we hope that you can benefit from the information that's provided here. Again, you're welcome to go also to the radio, to our website, which is Research CIA, and that's also listed on BBS, our BBS radio page. So, without further delay, we'll get started on the the concept of protection and what that entails. So most, when I talk about protection, most of you probably think about, well, there's all kinds of levels of protection, from the physical to the spiritual to the mental to the psychological, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll be discussing some of that, you know, most of that information on here, because this will help you at all levels, and that was the whole purpose. Now, when we talk about protection, normally in the normal world, we're talking about protect ourselves from lawsuits and things like this. This is not relevant because we're looking more from protection at a spiritual level. However, I do want to touch upon protection of this, of what normal people or people who are not into spirituality would consider protection, regular protection, because this provides you protection at that level as well. So I wanted to bring into play all the different aspects of you know, of this concept of protection. Now, we'll go more into depth as to protection from the perspective of the spiritual, which is going to be the main focus of the topic, but that does not take away from, you know, the need for protection at a physical level. So, first of all, I'm going to start with sharing a little bit my own personal experiences. I had always been a very shy, introverted person, and I think that's one of the reasons why I got into the spiritual realm, and specifically into through meditation was my initiation into the spirituality. I had been raised in the Catholic tradition, although I've also, you know, have taken reading and actually participated and learned about other denominations as well, because I feel it's important in their foundation. All denominations or all religions basically have the same basic principles, and that is a connection to spirit. So if we take that and we go with that, that's going to be the main focus of our conversation. However, there's much more complexity into the mix than just that. So basically, I had led a very, you know, traditional, I was raised in a traditional religious environment, and I was a very, very, very active member in our church, in our religious beliefs. I was very active, and I was a very participating member of the church. I believe that if you're going to be part of something, you need to be an active member. There's a lot of people out there who say, well, you know what, I'm on this, but in reality, I don't practice anymore. Well, if you don't practice anymore, then you're really not, okay? You might have been raised, but you're really not anymore. Because in order to be something, you have to practice what you are. Otherwise, you stop being that. So anyway, to make a very long story short, I had even considered religious vocation, to be honest with you, because my commitment in life, although I had other interests, my greatest priority had always been spiritual. It had always been about God. And I had considered, obviously in traditional religions, usually what you are, you become a nun or a priest or whatever. Obviously, I could not become a priest since I'm a female. In many traditional religions, that's women are not allowed to be priests. So that was definitely out in the Catholic tradition. And obviously that meant I was not allowed to be a priest. So I considered becoming a nun. And then I opted for having much more commitment. And one of the things that I started to do was I started meditating. I started meditating through transcendental meditation, and I would spend approximately 2 hours a day meditating. That was the wonderful advantage of living in Europe, because you get a 2 hour break, 2 to 3 hour break for lunch, which is really wonderful because you can take time and meet with your family. You can have lunch with your family. You can talk to them. Usually everything is within walking distance. So you go home to your family, you spend time with them, you cook, you prepare meals, you eat, and you can even take a siesta. So in my place, for example, what I wanted to do was I meditated for 2 hours, and it was a powerful, powerful life-changing experience. However, after doing transcendental meditation for 2 years, I felt the need to do something more. And I finally found, through talking to different people, I found a tradition of the Silva method, which is used to be called mind control. And, of course, the name was changed to Silva method period, because a lot of people misunderstood what that entailed. Often, unfortunately, people understand mind control as a control over others as opposed to a control of ourselves. I have to say that this type of meditation, which I consider active, participating, interactive meditation, you don't just focus on mantras and you don't just focus on the breathing, you focus on all of it. And the most important aspect is bringing the mind into alignment and bringing the mind into a state where you can actually connect with your higher self, with the hierarchies of light, or some people call them ultra-terrestrial. So you can connect with the divine beings and also with spiritual teachers, which I considered very powerful. So this meditation in itself, I consider it to have been the ultimate key. While others assisted and helped, I consider it to be the main key in opening the doors to my evolutionary awakening and my new consciousness and my new world within spirit, and not just within spirit, but a commitment. And through that commitment, I realized something very important to me. I'm sharing this with you because some of you might be facing similar endeavors. Maybe not in the Catholic tradition, maybe not as nuns and priests, but definitely during some kind of spiritual commitment. And one of the things that I felt called to do was not to go into a cloister convent or any convent for that matter. What I felt called to do at this point was I needed to be in the world and of service to the world. I did not need to be in spiritual world and isolated or shut the door on the real world. We're living in a moment in a time where spirituality is essential for humanity's evolution, for humanity's growth and awakening. And if we are to be active participants, we are called not just to awaken ourselves, but to help awaken others on the planet. Now, you're probably wondering what all has to do with protection, but it really, you will see that in just a few moments. So once I made this realization, I made a commitment to spirit. And through that commitment comes great responsibility. People, end up focusing on tarot reading, and that's great. Others focus on connection with people who have passed over. And others want to focus on predicting the future. However, these are just initial steps into spirituality. To really become spiritually active, it goes much further. It means a connection with God, with the hierarchies of light. And through these hierarchies of light, you are provided teachers at all levels. So when I made this commitment, I was a very introverted, very fearful person. As a child, I had been told, be afraid of this, don't do that because this will happen, the boogeyman will get you. That's a very common and typical thing that people say to you. The difference in my case, and you, some of you might identify with this as well, is for me, I was being a very sensitive child. being very intuitive and being very awakened already as a very small child, this kind of attitude, this kind of conditioning had a very deep impact on me. And not only just because of what was being said, you know, the boogeyman's going to get you, or if you don't behave this, that, and the other, you know. I knew intuitively, and some of you may already know this as well from your own personal experience, I knew that there were beings out there, some that we could see and some that we couldn't. I was already able to see these beings. I just did not recall until I started doing the active meditation. And the interesting thing is all these fears created a lot of challenges for me. I was afraid of the dark, very afraid of the dark, and I had nightmares almost all my childhood until I started doing transcendental meditation. Now, a lot of these dreams I misunderstood. For example, some of these dreams had to do with awakening the Kundalini, but all I could remember in my dreams was that I was being bitten by snakes, or I was being attacked by snakes, or Satan was after me, and all this, all that, you know? For whatever reason, the conditioning that you receive as a child can impact you, and I became a very introverted, very fearful, very quiet, very serious. Very, very, very serious, actually. I was probably more serious than an adult was at the time. So I began to, once I made that commitment to spirit, to dedicate my will to the service of God and whatever I was called to do in such service, and to act upon faith, because you're not only called, you're also asked to act upon faith. And part of that, the calling, is to overcome that fear and to trust and believe in the spirit that is going to be guiding you. And trust me, this is a very, it may not seem like much, but it's a very big leap of faith, because in some of the situations you're put in, your faith is the key. And is, if you don't have faith, you basically, you're just left hanging there. And when you trust that faith, spirit works through it and provides you with everything you need, or provides you with everything you really need, but sometimes you think you need more. Through that process, I was overcoming gradually my fears. And one of the greatest fears, again, was the dark. So as I was growing up and as I was, you know, getting my degree and as I was evolving into an adult and becoming more responsible and learning to take on, you know, taking, I guess, responsibility for myself and being able to support myself as an adult, I began to realize that I was going to be needing to live on my own. You know, sometimes when you're younger, in your 20s or so, you live with friends, you live with roommates and things. I knew that I was being called to live by myself. And part of that challenge was to learn to not be afraid of being on my own, not to be afraid of, because I was afraid of being at home by myself. Now, there was a reason in part for that. I had done some really stupid things, like use the Ouija board, and stupid things happen with the Ouija board. It really does. It opens gates that you don't want to open. But as a result of that, I had some very unusual experiences, and I knew that I needed to overcome, because only in love, only in the state of love and faith, can you overcome your fear. And not only that, but your fear will dominate you unless you confront that fear. So I knew that I was being called gradually. I was stepping step by step to overcome my fears. And when I moved into my new home for the first time, I was living completely on my own. And I start to have a series of experiences. And I remember one night, I always slept with my four angels, which is actually a Jewish prayer, the four angels, which stand on the four sides of representing north, south, east, and west, and so on. the four corners of the earth. And so I had Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Michael protecting me at all times. I was always calling on that. So one night I was lying there in bed in my home all by myself, and I woke up and I felt something was not right. And I was like, what's going on? And I looked at my, you know, I looked at my angels because I have that ability. Now they're not, I don't see them physically, but I do see them with my mind's eye. And I looked at them and I was like, what's going on that you guys aren't, you know, there's something not right and you're not protecting me. And all of a sudden I was in my bed actually. All of a sudden from behind, it's almost like I had eyes in the back of my head, because when you're in these states of higher existence or when you're meditating, you have access to information at all around you. And as you become more and more awake, you have information all around you. You don't need to turn your head. You're not limited by the physical sight. You're not limited by the physical senses. As a matter of fact, your physical senses are very, very limited compared to the spiritual senses, as I like to call them. Although there's more than five, I tend to refer them as five. And I saw this hand, this dark hand. It was greenish, and I could not see the face because the hood was casting a shadow over it. But I saw these long, dirty, gross-looking nails sticking out of this greenish-skinned hand. And it was like coming through the wall in my home. And, of course, I knew how to protect myself. And I automatically brought in the light, the pillar of light, and created a circle, a sphere, which we will do in a few minutes on the show so you can learn to use this technique for your own benefit. And I surrounded my home with a ball of energy. And when I did that, the being or the thing that was trying to touch my head through the wall, you know, poking their hand through the wall, was shot out like if it had been shot out of a cannon. And when it was shot out of a cannon, it was just, I mean, it was pushed really far away with the speed of like a speed of a bullet. So, you know, you've heard of Superman faster than a speeding bullet. Well, this one was the speed of the bullet, per se. And, you know, I was, to some degree, very, very scared. Well, anyway, that thing was kept away in the sphere would not allow it to get near to me, so I felt safe and I went back to sleep. Well, a few days later, I don't remember exactly how many days later, but a few days later, I woke up in the middle of the night again, and I sensing something was not right. And when I, again, through my intuitive vision, through my alternate sight or parasite, paranormal sight, I heard the scream going, ah, ah, like somebody was in pain, right? And the sound just kept going. I was like, that's very annoying. What the heck is that? Ah, ah. And what I noticed was when I focused your attention, your vision, your spiritual vision or your psychic vision, is very much like a camera. When you focus your thoughts on something, it zeroes in on that. And it's very powerful because you can do almost anything with, you can access any kind of knowledge. You can find out almost anything you need to know through that way of getting information. And when I focus my attention, where is that coming from? I automatically, my mind's eye was brought into focus on this being trying to touch the sphere of white light that surrounded my home. And every time it touched it, it was like it was catapulted away from the energy, and it was crying out in pain, literally. But it was interesting. What I found interesting was that it kept coming towards the light. It was like not learning its lesson. And all of a sudden, I went from being afraid to feeling sorry, to feeling compassion, to question what is it that this being is willing to cry out for? Why is it willing to suffer? What does it need that it's asking for help. And I began to understand this. And as I did this, I had been taught a technique, which I will probably share with you at another occasion, but at this point, it's not really that relevant to protection. It's more relevant to people who are passing over to the other side. And I was taught to visualize a light, like a light at the end of a tunnel, per se, above. And as I visualized the light, I saw this being go towards the light. I visualized, and in my mind, I prayed to God, and I asked for the acceptance or the receiving of this being into the light. And all of a sudden, this being started to ascend and to move up and, you know, like floating up, pretty much like someone does when you're, you know, when you're flying or whatever. And they started to move up into the light, which seemed really, really, really far away. And as it was moving, it said, "Thank you." Some sort of direction and guidance. And why it was coming to me is because it had seen the energy field of my crown chakra. It was drawn to the light of my crown chakra because that's the direction my head was in. And it somehow knew that I could find a way to help it. So I looked at my angels after this had happened, and I was like, "Why didn't you guys take care of this? Why?" And they basically just stood at me and they said, "We had to see if your compassion was greater than your fear." So it was basically I was being held to a test. And as beings of light, we are tempered, just like a sword is tempered into a very sharp blade. We are tempered into being temples of light. And through that light, we have to overcome our fears to reach the ultimate, our ultimate potential. So this was the beginning of a series of lessons and trainings and tests that Spirit was going to put me through in order for me to learn the aspect of protection. Now, again, I have to remind you that here's a person who is afraid. I mean, not afraid was an understatement, really. I was petrified of ghosts. I had seen my grandfather die at the age of 7, and I was afraid he was going to come and get me during the night because he called out my name when he passed away. So I was pretty scared. Child, I used to wake up thinking that my grandfather was coming to get me through meditation, I realized that in reality, my grandfather's energy, his essence, his eternal body, was trying to reach out to me because he knew I was intuitive. He knew I was awake. And he wanted to basically just let me know that it was wonderful and not to be afraid. So gradually, I began to come to odds with my fear of the other side, and definitely, I was afraid of demons. I knew they existed. A lot of people don't believe in that, but they do exist. Unfortunately, do exist, and they exist in there are different levels of demons. There are different levels of demonic monsters per se, and some of them can be very, very, very powerful and very misleading to us. And that's one of the reasons when I talk about making your choice discerning, it's also for protection purposes. When you reach out to the wrong people, when you find a teacher or you meet someone and you consider them your teacher and they don't truthfully are not in spirit or they're somehow allowing their ego to get in the way, these people can actually hurt you more. And again, remember, if you go back to Revelations in the Bible, it talks greatly about how these demons, when the end of times comes, not the end of the world, but the end of times come, how they're going to come as beings of light. So always, always discern. That's a form of protection, and that's very powerful. Now, there is, what I'm going to be sharing with you is a sacred word as well, which is extremely powerful, and I'll go into that very shortly. But what the first tool that I was given, and probably one of the most powerful, aside from regular prayer, and the Our Father, which is a very powerful prayer, by the way, and can also be used in situations where, you know, you're under attack. Now, I was provided with, through the Archangel Michael, I was given the Pillar of Light to be utilized as a means of protecting myself and later learning how to protect my home and how to protect others, and not only just myself, but protect areas, large areas around me, to the point that the first time I did it, I was able to protect a radius of 1 hour around, well, half hour around my home, and then it grew to a radius. And then later on, I was able to protect a very much larger sphere of energy. So with practice and with awareness and with discernment especially, we can learn to protect ourselves more and more. So the Pillar of Light, let's talk a little bit. What is the Pillar of Light? Well, the name itself tells you that it is a pillar of white light. Now, what does the Pillar of White Light do? Based on my information from the Archangel Michael, the Pillar of Light is one of the most powerful forces that exists in the universe. As a matter of fact, it's not one of the most powerful. It is the most powerful source of energy that you can use to protect yourself, to protect your home, and to protect others. This pillar connects you to the Godhead, to God, to the essence of God, because God is white light because it contains all the other colors. White contains the rainbow colors. That is why God uses the white light. It is absolute, unconditional, limitless, infinite love that surrounds you. There is no being anywhere in the universe, in the underworld, that can go against the white light of God. It cannot withstand the white power, the white pillar of light, which is unconditional, limitless love. It is the most powerful force that exists in the universe. It is also used by the hierarchies of light, whether it be the angels, whether it be ultra-terrestrials, whether it be master teachers who have already awakened. The white pillar is used for protection. It's also used for connection, and it's used for problem solving. So any of those three situations, you can utilize the white pillar, which basically opens the door to almost anything if you think about it. For problem solving, that's a very generic term. So you can use it almost for anything. When you connect this light, nothing can withstand the power of God. You're basically like under God's shield. You're under God's protection, and nothing evil or can hurt you. Okay. Now, you can use this, and you can visualize it coming down upon you, and we will do a small meditation. And then hold that energy, hold that image, and just send out your intent, like my intent sometimes is to have it automatically surrounding my home or automatically surrounding me if I feel that I'm going to a place where I feel nervous or uncomfortable because, you know, it's a challenge for me, or you're going to do a large presentation in front of people, you can feel sometimes overwhelmed. Or simply to protect yourself against negative energies like what the story I just shared with you. Now, in this case, the being was not an evil being. It was just seeking help. It was just looking for someone to provide some sort of guidance and direction into the light. And for whatever reason, I must have had some kind of connection with that spirit from before in the incarnation in order to provide some level of support and help. Now, let me expand a little bit more on this pillar of light. After having used the pillar of light many, many times, and people use it when they drive so that they don't get into accidents, or if they do make a dumb mistake in an accident, then obviously it protects them. So you can surround your car, and a lot of people who have used this energy can actually prevent accidents, or they come very close, but it's not quiet. They don't quite hit each other, the cars. So it's very, very powerful. Now, to add to this protection, there are sacred names of God which have been eliminated, and I'll probably continue this topic the next show, because we're already running out of time, and there's a lot more information to share with you that I think it's of value, so that you understand how powerful this is, and also understand how you can use this energy. But there are divine names of God which have been taken away by different religious organizations, and some of these names have been lost through the ages, and they're starting to emerge or immerse or come up again. They're, you know, out of, when you ask for something, and when something is supposed to come back into humanity, is to be shared again, then it will find a way out. And that's exactly what has happened with these sacred names, these divine names of God, which have been taken away and preventing people from directly connecting to God. They've been used, unfortunately, by religions. They were taken away from the people so that it was through the religions, it was through the different traditions that people had to connect with God. The priests and the people dedicated to in the temples were the only ones allowed to connect with this energy of God. And that basically was one of the reasons why Christ, Yeshua, you know him as Jesus, why he came into the planet to be able to tell us that we have the ability to connect directly with God. The religions, the churches are means of providing that help. However, if they don't fulfill that purpose, it is really, you're the temple. The temple is within you, and the essence of God is within you. Don't look outside of yourself necessarily. Look within, because within is what you're going to find the truth. Sometimes outside of you, people have their own agendas, or sometimes there's not agenda, but there is a misconception as to where their place and where their teaching ends, or their ruling ends, and where yours begins, where your free will begins and their free will ends. My job is to share. My job is not to tell you how to do something, not to tell you how to think, but to provide you the resources and the information necessary so that you can think for yourself. So I'm going, if you want to write this down, this is a very powerful divine name of God. It's ultimately the most powerful by name of God. And it's used by the hierarchies of light to greet themselves, amongst themselves, and also to discern that the person they are speaking to is the person who they say they are, instead of a negative energy coming and pretending to be a being of light. So you see, even the hierarchies of light are not always able to tell who is of the light and who isn't, because they're very, very tricky. They're very, very manipulative, and they're very, very misleading. And that's their whole life purpose, really. So write this down. It's Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. Now, the Kadosh is spelled K-O-D-O-I-S-H. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sofor. One more time. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. And This, again, brings down the pillar of light. So now we don't just have an image, we also have the word. The word is a verb. It has vibration and energy. So it is the visual, and you're combining the sound. So you have the auditory, the visual, and you have the vibration of all of these things together, and it makes for a powerful, powerful tool. So this can be discerned to see if your guides, your spiritual guides, are of the light. It can be used for problem solving, and it can be used for healing as well. So you can use this when you're doing healing. This is a very powerful energy as well. Again, when you use the Kadosh calls also on the white pillar. And when it calls on the white pillar, it basically provides you with assistance in any of the areas you put the intent. Again, protection, healing, and problem solving. All right? And the Kadosh means holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. And it's written in a language of light. So the vibration is much higher than if we say it in an English version or any other of the other forms that of languages that we're familiar with. So next show, we will go into more detail about what the languages of light are, and we'll talk more about the divine names, and we'll talk about how to protect ourselves, other spaces, and how to use the pillar in the home. But now what I would like to do with you is I'd like to do a meditation and show you how to use the pillar, and you can follow along with me and repeat after me mentally or out loud, since we are in a radio show and I really can't hear you. Let's go and use this this technique that's extremely, extremely powerful, and I feel that it's very, very useful for any given situation, all right? And again, next week I will go more into how powerful it is by giving you some examples of testimonials by using of people who have used this powerful situation and basically saved their lives, okay? So close your eyes, and if you're obviously you're in a sitting position, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath slowly and exhale very slowly. Take another deep breath, inhale. And exhale very, very slowly. One more time. Take another deep breath. And exhale. Release all tensions and ligament pressures from any part of the body. All right. Now, just for a quick relaxation, visualize water running through your being, not just on your being, but through your being. Visualize this as a relaxing. You all take showers, so you know what it feels like to have water running down your skin. And imagine for a second this feeling, this is sensation, moving down from the top, moving down through the face, the neck, shoulders, all the way to the tips of your fingers, moving down throughout the body, relaxing, soothing, healing each part of the body that you bring the sensation to. Feel it moving through the main part of your body, your trunk, through the upper chest, middle, abdominal area, the thighs, knees, calf, feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. Just feel the water relaxing and soothing your body, healing, penetrating all the way to the subatomic quantum particle levels, all the way to the quantum energy, the quanta, and healing your body. All right. Now, at the count of three, I'm going to say, I want you to visualize, and I'm going to say out loud the Kadosh. One, two, three. Visualize a pillar of white light connecting from the Godhead towards you, surrounding you and penetrating through every part of your being, creating a shield of protection, of healing, and of problem solving all around you and penetrating through you. Hold that image and now repeat with me, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. One more time. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. Now hold that energy. Usually when you say the Kadosh or any divine name for that matter, you do it three times. It's a very powerful formula, and it anchors the energy to your very being as you repeat this three times. There's a powerful force in the repetition of three when you bring in the vibration of your tone, the energy vibration, and when you visualize that this pillar of white light. And now focus on this connection with the Godhead. Focus on this connection with oneness and being completely protected, completely healing, rejuvenating, and any problems that you need to address within this level can be addressed. Hold this energy for a couple of minutes until you hear my voice again. Relax and allow the energy to flow within. Allow yourself. Take another three deep breaths slowly. And with each breath, feel yourself coming back to the here and now. And you still hold that energy for as long as you want. It is intended as a source of energy and protection for you. It is intended as a light source. It is intended as your connection to the Godhead. It is intended for your healing and for any situation that requires higher assistance. Come out slowly, back to the here and now. Relax. Relax. So again, if you want to find out more information about this technique, it's also in my book, Hope Rings Beyond 2012, at the website researchcia.com. And you can order it through a link in the website, or you can do it online by going to Amazon as well. But the website contains an actual link that allows us or allows you to go directly to the book. Okay? So for next week, we will continue more providing you with more details and information and more insight on protection and why we need protection, how we can use protection to protect ourselves and others. I hope this technique has helped you because it's very powerful. Again, anytime you have a feeling, for example, let's say you're going into a meeting in an office or something and you're very stressed out or the environment is not going to be healthy because there's going to be arguments, disagreements, you can clear the energy by visualizing this pillar of light in the area, visualizing everyone at the meeting and visualize that everything is just, surrounded by this pillar of light and repeat the Kadosh, Kadosh, and it will clear any negativity that exists in the field or in the environment or in the people present. So this is a good way for protecting yourself as well as a good way for, bringing about healing in a place, in an energy location, and clearing the environment so that what needs to take place can take place. I'll also share a few more personal experiences on how I was asked on different occasions to go to different locations or different places and utilize this energy so that maybe you can get a better feel or a better understanding of how this technique can actually be used. Again, it's very powerful. I think we still have a couple of more minutes. I'm going to share, so that you understand how powerful this energy is, I'm going to share a story that happened actually in New York to a person who was actually practicing this technique.
30 seconds or less.
Okay. And this person was got into her home, and she was opening the key at the door. And as she closed the door, she didn't close it properly, so someone broke in. And as they broke in, they basically asked her for her money. So when they were going to, you know, she gave them the money and everything, but unfortunately, the person still wanted to kill her. And the person was holding a gun to the person's head. And just as that happened, the person used the divine name of God. And the bullet fell on the floor, and the person just ran out screaming. I'll tell you more about that next week, so please join us. Have a blessed and blessed week. Lots of light and love from New Consciousness, New World, Esperanza Ray, your host.